Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep, everybody. Today is May the 27th, 2020. And welcome to the Word for the Point Gold Cup Network radio show and podcast. My name is Kwame Benton, and I'm going to be your host on this Overcast Wednesday morning. I'm kind of tired today. Didn't get much sleep last night. It was not on my mind. I didn't put this program together until late last night. And the name of this program is, the programming is deep. But before I get into the program, just let me share that the reason why I didn't get to sleep last night, because there was another African born in America murdered by the police department yesterday in Minnesota. Yeah, they showed it. People recorded it, did nothing. The man died because a European cop had his knee on his neck for over 7 minutes. And the man was crying out, said, "I can't breathe." And he just, I guess, applied even more pressure. And he died. The officers involved have been fired. That doesn't mean nothing, because I'm pretty sure there is a GoFundMe already in place that's giving them thousands of dollars for legal aid, whatever aid they need, to battle whatever court procedure may take place. So this has been going on for much too long. They're nothing but the continuation of the slave patrol that was in business before 1865. They used to go and hunt down our ancestors when they, the physical enslavement that we were subject to back before 1865 here in the United States of America. Breonna Taylor, another African sister born here in America, murdered by three police officers, shot in her bed while she was asleep 8 times over a botched drug raid at the wrong home. Ahmaud Arbery, another brother, shot so-called vigilantes, white men, saying he was a suspect. They suspect him of robbing something. And the brother yesterday in Minnesota, they said that he was suspected of doing some type of forgery. You see, all these last three that I mentioned, not counting the other thousands that have been murdered in this country, all of these that I just mentioned had something to do with economics. Yes, economics. Forgery usually has something to do with getting some kind of monetary transaction. The drug war is based on drugs, so people can't find jobs, so they resort to illegal activities. So the war on drugs began back in 1968 by Richard Nixon, and it has been devastating our community ever since. And Ahmaud Arbery, suspected of burglary. There you go again. Somebody said, so-called, trying to protect somebody's property, abandoned house. Well, not abandoned, but a house under construction. And you know, the programming is really deep because, you know, I've presented this opportunity to some of the so-called leaders in the Richmond area, and they have not even, they can even see that economics has a lot to do with crime. A whole lot to do with crime. Most people that are in prison today probably in there for economic reasons, maybe not directly, but indirectly, because of lack of resources that people are able to secure to survive here in this country. And they don't even know they're programmed, though. You see, that's how deep this program is. People are living in the matrix. They're living in a world that was created by this tele-lie vision and the educational system. People have had over 20,000 hours of programming. 20,000 hours of programming. Yes. In this education system here in the United States. So how do you deprogram that? How do you deactivate that program when most people don't even know they've been programmed to accept the lies? You know, this country is stands on lies from day one. What it does is promotes the myth of white supremacy to everybody on the planet. So everybody on the planet thinks that the European is a superior race when they actually are not. When the African gave civilization to the whole world, and it's been butchered. So not civilized today. We live in a world where the wealthy continue to get wealthy, or the poor continue to get poor, because there are things that the poor and the middle class don't know. And that's what is money? What is real money? You know, I was mentioning before about my dad. My dad was an entrepreneur. He was a hustler. You know, he worked. I can remember working two full-time jobs growing up. I remember opening up a grocery store. I can remember us being down in Newark on Mulberry Street. He got him on a hot dog stand. I'm next to him selling shopping bags. Because even though he was working, he still wasn't able to get enough income to just work 8 hours and spend the rest of his time raising his family and spending time with his wife and children. He had to work all his life because he never learned what real money is. And for those who do not know what real money is gold and silver. Based on the Constitution of the United States, that's the only legal tender that's supposed to be used. So the Federal Reserve notes that's created by the Treasury Department through the Federal Reserve are really counterfeit because they carry no real value. They're not by anything like they once were, backed by gold until 1971, when Richard Nixon temporarily suspended the convertibility of gold, the dollar into gold, in order to continue to fund the Vietnam War, another war this country took part in based on lies. Yeah. I believe that goal was to get the brothers out of the inner city and send them over to Vietnam so they could come back strung out on heroin. I remember when they was coming back, strung out on heroin. Yeah. And you know, crazy thing about it, when I was in high school, I actually enlisted in the National Guards. Not because patriot and love this country, but because and during that time, we were in this serious recession, economic recession in the mid-70s. And there were really no jobs available when I was coming out of high school. But that's another story in itself. You know, today I am a veteran of the United States Army. And so, like I said, the program is really deep. Share this amazing opportunity with some people, and most of them don't even look at it. That's how deep the program is. They won't even look at it because we've been programmed and conditioned to become workers, worker bees. You know, that's what the public school system was designed for, the industrial age. And so many people are so programmed in that industrial age mindset. And so many people have this scarcity, poverty mindset. And then society has taught so many people that money is the root of all evil. Buys people who are wealthy or who try to better their financial situation. They look down on the people who are entrepreneurs, who are thinking outside the box. Yeah, you know, if you open up a little corner store or a juice bar or a barber shop or a little grocery store or a lawn care business, or even become a doctor or a lawyer, people, they'll praise you for doing a business like that. But when you introduce them to a billion-dollar industry called networking, network marketing, affiliate marketing, direct sales, I realize that they've been scammed all their life, born into a system that's been robbing us since 1913. Yeah, the Federal Reserve, the private banking cartel, has been robbing us of our wealth ever since it was created because of this thing called inflation. You see, the dollar was backed by gold until 1971. And at that time, gold was only $35 per ounce. Today, it's over $17 an ounce. I mean, $1,700 per ounce. While the dollar has lost 98% of its buying power since it was created. If you lost 98% of your power, you'd be on life support. And that's what the dollar is on. It's on life support. We're going through this global pandemic called COVID-19. Businesses have shut down. People have lost their jobs. People haven't paid their mortgage, their rent. Commercial buildings are empty, basically, because we have this new thing called social distancing. People walking around with masks on their face to try to stop the spread of this virus. People are afraid. Some people are not afraid. It's total chaos right now going on here in the United States. But when you present people with a solution to crime, to most crime and poverty, you're rejected because the programming is deep. We have a proven wealth building system. I'm not going to get into it. There's a link that you can find here that you can click on to learn more information or get back with the person that shared this with you. Because I believe the company was built and designed for today and for the future. Because our product is money. Our product is gold, 999.9, 24 karat gold. We don't sell it. We save it. Protect our families' savings from inflation, confiscation to inflation. We practice the first wealth building principle by paying ourselves first in an asset that's going to outpace inflation. A safe store of wealth and value is real money, a tier 1 asset, something that's going to be worth the same or more in the future as it is today. The dollar doesn't add up to that. The dollar is fake money, y'all. The stock market is fake asset. And eventually, this U.S. dollar fiat currency is going to be worthless, just like all the rest of the history have become. So what are you going to do to prepare your family for the new economy? Are you going to continue on this road to financial failure like my father did, worked all his life until the day he died, basically, until he got too sick to work anymore? I was fortunate enough to be able to be with him for his last year and a half to make sure that he was safe and secure in his home and died with dignity and peace. So what we do here in Carabasas National, we save gold so that we can build generational wealth, a legal legacy, and inheritance for our children's children. And all good men and all good women, that's what they do. We'll be back here on Friday. Be safe. I'm out.